How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan. Welcome back to the Daily Nerd Diva. So today, I reinstalled a game I haven't played in quite a while. Legends of Runeterra. For those unfamiliar, LOR is a trading card game, completely digital, based around the world that League of Legends is set in. It has most of the same heroes and characters, and a much more expanded lore than necessarily League of Legends seems to. It's an interesting card game. It's one I play from time to time, sort of when I want to do something different than play Magic the Gathering. I haven't played in a while, but after reinstalling the game, I hopped right back in, and you can just go. You can just pick up right where you left off with whatever you had when you stopped playing. If you have things to make new cards, you make some new cards, you do some expeditions, which are sort of their drafts that they have in the game, and you just go. You just pick right back up, and it's like you were never gone. Once the game updates, you could have been gone 2 days, 12 hours, or 6 months, and you're right back where you started. Right back where you left off. Sometimes in life, we make choices that take us away from God. Whether for a short period of time or a long one, we aren't where we need to be with Him. I know from experience, because that period of my life, if I'm honest with myself, started near the end of high school or beginning of college, and went until about 4 or 5 years ago, which for those who don't know me, makes that time period probably close to a decade, if not longer, where I wasn't consistently near or with or hearing from God. I hadn't done it necessarily intentionally, and it wasn't like it often is for some people where they feel driven away from something. I was just not there. I had let laziness and selfishness and my own poor choices move me away from God. But when I chose to come back, when God got a hold of me and pulled me back in, it's like I hadn't left. God forgave me for the things I had done, allowed me to start over, and I was right back there in His arms, Him loving me, which He had never stopped doing, Him taking care of me, which He had never stopped doing, and me back trying to be more of who I need to be, back trying to be who He wants me to be. Just like picking the game back up right where I left it, God's there waiting, hoping, presumably knowing, when we're going to come back. If you've walked away, no matter for how long, He's right there. He's waiting, hoping you're going to come back, knowing that it's okay, that He will forgive you, He will love you, He hasn't stopped, and He'll welcome you back with open arms. Isaiah 44, starting in verse 21, "Remember these things, Jacob, for you, Israel, are my servant. I made you, you are my servant. Israel, I will not forget you. I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you." I know here God is talking to Jacob, but I don't think it's any less real for us. He will forgive you. He will take you back. He's more than willing, and He's waiting. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast. We're coming out on the Facebook page for the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, remember, God made you special, and He loves you very much.